Yesterday we spoke about Mishnah Chet, the statements of the first of this Zug, Yehuda ben Taboi, Shimon ben Shetach. We saw Yehuda ben Taboi's statements about being a Dayan. In Mishnah Tet, we hear about Shimon ben Shetach's statements. Havi mar belachkor ha'edim, v'havi zahir bidvarecha shema mitochen yomod l'shakir. Here too, like his predecessor, Yehuda ben Taboi, there's a duality. On the one hand, we should ask the Edim a lot of questions. We should rake them over the coals, proverbially. We should make sure that they're really telling the truth. We should challenge what they're saying. We should investigate, like an FBI closed-door investigation, with all the tactics of investigations. But, v'havi zahir bidvarecha, be careful what you say, even to them. Shema mitochan yomadu l'shakir. People trying to disclose potential lies from Edim may do things that are mischievous, that are themselves lies, to try and flush out the Edim who are lying. And even though the intention here is correct, we have to be careful how we, as representatives of the court, as representatives of Torah and Judaism, speak. Maybe others learn to lie from us. This reminds us of a Mishnah which appears later in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph, where Avtalion says, Chachamim, hizaru b'divreichem. The wise need to be careful about the things they say because they can have implications. Here in Mishnah Tet, the implications are others learning how to lie. How true are both of these statements in general, particularly people in positions of power and authority and looked at as role models, and even more so in the world of internet for all of us, where people publish things, say things, are quoted as saying things they're not careful to formulate and can be misunderstood, misconstrued. People can learn from them the wrong lessons and infer and attribute the wrong ideas. In a world where there's so much spoken and where everything is recorded and so many hear the words that one person says at one moment, it behooves us to be even more careful about what we say and how we say it. Chachamim hizaru b'divreichem, havi zahir b'dvarecha shema mitochen yomod l'shakir.